Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday in September, school is back in, and it's football season. So we've got a special show for you today. It's Strong Brook, R-E-I-C. We're bringing the fellas back. We had such a strong response. Oh, my goodness. We had 7,000, y'all, that responded to the show, so they're back and in effect. Today's show, we have special guests, Mr. D.L. Baton and Mr. Johnny Bowles. It is our belief that true freedom doesn't come from money alone, but from the knowledge that enables you to create, manage, and grow your wealth for a lifetime. We're committed to empowering you to take full control of your own financial future. So while we deliver a turnkey system for investing in real estate, we also offer you a suite of educational resources that give you possession of our specialized knowledge. Now, real quick, here's how they do that, folks. A wealth-building system utilizing real estate in distress but improving markets. Number two, they improve net worth through ownership of real estate, equity, and rental cash flow. Number three, a long-term plan for financial freedom that gives you control of your future. Number four, learn the real estate process with a user-friendly and highly supportive network of members. And number five, create rates of return in real estate, which is stronger than any 401k. With that, I'm going to introduce my co-host, Vernice.
Good evening, everyone.
Okay, and we're going to bring on Mr. D.L. Baton and Mr. Johnny Bowles. And we're going to have callers coming in, so as they do also. Area code 206, you are on the air with Linus. And Mr. Baton and Mr. Bowles, how are you?
We're doing good, Ms. Linus.
All right. And the call on the air, who's this?
Hello? This is Nathan Kern. I'm just calling. Can you hear me? It's Nathan.
Yes, I can now, Nathan.
How you
all
doing?
All right. Well, I'm going to let you guys have it. Go ahead and start talking about Strong Brook, R-E-I-C, and later on I'll, you know, we'll come back in and ask questions, of course. And as callers come in, we'll bring them in so they can ask questions from you guys as well. So you got it, Nathan. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Thanks for having me on the show today, and D.L. and Johnny as well. Appreciate you guys having me on the call. Real quick, I just will make a quick overview on the company. Strongbrook is a really unique systematic approach to buying turnkey real estate. We all know that there's, you know, the problems in the market, of course, are what there's a lack of experience in the market. If you're a doctor or, say, a nurse or something in that category and you want to diversify your income into real estate, it takes years to have that know-how exactly to so you don't get in trouble in the market. And so that's
exactly.
That's really what the risk is at. I think the best part about what Strongbrook is bringing that system. They're a five-year-old company. They were close to 1,500 current investors. Their average investors buy 1.8 to 2 homes per year. One thing that we found very interesting is that typically when they come and become involved with Strongbrook, they buy their first investment property within 6 months. And that's a high rate of follow through from the company side as well as investors, and a lot of that has to do with because it's not just information. A lot of companies out there, you can go spend I would say upward up to $60,000 to buy all kinds of information, but implementation is where everything falls through the cracks. And so what they created was a turnkey system for the average individual to walk in the door and be successful in real estate, not just have the right successful information, but be able to actually implement it and put it to work so it actually benefits them long term. And so, I'll just cover real quickly kind of how they work. They find the properties. These are distressed properties, typically 50 cents on the dollar, and these are cash flowing rented properties. So they find the homes in the hot markets in the gray areas. They inspect the homes. If they meet investing criteria, then they purchase the home with their money. They take all the risk at the sale, whether that's a title risk, that's a rehab risk, whatever it is. They take all that liability. They then rehab the property. Once the property's been rehabbed, they then put it on the market and rent it. And then once it's rented or leased out, they then manage the process from beginning to end. So basically, at the end of the day, investors end up with a monthly statement saying what their property, how it did, if there were any repairs or what happened to it, with a check for the cash flow that was generated on the property.
Wonderful. That sounds good.
That's kind of it in a snapshot. There's a lot of information, of course, to go over. But a couple things that's a little different, I think, that I'll point out real quick. Why is Strongbrook different? That would be the next question. What's different about Strongbrook that may not be different from your local real estate company that does investment and takes capital and investors' capital and goes out and buys properties? Well, a couple things. One is that they have the ability to buy all over the United States. And so it's kind of like the old saying is live where you want, but invest where you make the most money. And so what they do is they find the best markets, the hottest markets in the U.S., and then they place capital there. And we have two of the main markets right now, of course, are Phoenix and Las Vegas. Orlando's coming on, Southern California, areas like that, where you have had a large foreclosures over the past couple of years where people had to lose their homes. But that doesn't mean that they want to move from that area. They don't have family there or jobs there or school there. They need to stay in that area. But typically when the foreclosure market goes down, rentals go up. And so what we're doing is we're buying properties there, investing for the long term, helping people get back into ownership if they want, or just a rental property.
That's it in a nutshell.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add, Dio or Johnny?
Oh, you pretty much summed it up pretty well, Nathan. It's just that we all understand that the housing market has taken a tremendous hit over the past few years. You have so many people foreclosing, and people are having to move out. And, you know, to get back into the market, you know, it takes a lot of savvy and a lot of education. A lot of people just were not understanding how to get back into the property. I mean, you touched on people buying property at auction. And let's say, hypothetically, you buy a property and you say, oh, yeah, I just bought a house for, let's say, $20,000. And unless you're able to do a little bit of due diligence on that property, you don't know if that property has foundation issues, if you're buying the first lien position or second lien position. You may have roof issues, electrical, and all those sort of things. So for the average investor, they probably it's not the best scenario for them or to go into a house buying scenario as far as an investment property because they don't know what to look for. So having a kind of system like Strongbrook where the company basically goes in and they buy the property. They make sure that the title's clean. Everything is in the proper lien positions. They do all the work. And the investor gets to learn the process for themselves throughout the process of them buying their own properties. I think it's tremendous. It gets people excited again and get them wanting to learn and purchase more. And it's that kind of experience that will get people to show their friends and keep people into homes and give them a good
right.
return. So I think
you said exactly that's the whole thing, is that they're, after the recession that happened, I mean, people were afraid to go back into real estate. It's like, man, I lost so much or my house foreclosed. And I think that's where, you know, it's one of the things that they do. They're 85% self-funded. What I mean by self-funded is they have a lot of different venues and avenues to actually get somebody in a home that may not even think that they're, well, I've got bad credit, or I don't have any money, I've got great credit, but I have no money. How do I start investing? Really, that's the question. And even if you go to a financial planner, their goal is to try to cut away things that are not really necessary in your budget to create capital to start investing. what we found a lot of times is that people are sometimes sitting right on a, you know, a pile of cash that they can use, whether it's a Roth, a 401k, or it's equity in your home. What people think, you know, I'll pay my house off, and that's fine, but you're not to the point of retire yet. Use it as an asset. Leverage that capital, start creating cash flow for you. So we actually help people move over 401ks and to turn you into a self-direction where they can then take that capital and go and start buying cash-flowing properties. And an interesting thing is for every dollar they put in, typically they're doubling the value of that dollar because of the equity position in the property. On top of that, they have a monthly cash flow. So if we're talking about more of a buy-hold concept here where, you know, in 4 or 5 years, you have a return of to back to replacement cost. I mean, a lot of these homes that we're buying, our average home in Phoenix is $84,000. Well, it costs minimum $200,000 to build it. You cannot rebuild it any cheaper than that. We got wood, you got everything you got to purchase. It isn't going to get that cheap ever again. It's a minimum $200,000 cost. And so once you have that cost in place, eventually, even if it takes 4 to 5 years to get back there, and you've been cash flowing on the rental basis all that long, that period of time, how much value did you create in equity, and how many of those do you want to have? It's like having a cash machine that's just rolling goose. It lays the eggs slowly, but it's still laying the eggs. So how many do you want to have in the market?
Hey, Nathan, this is Johnny. I completely agree with that. The other aspect to this thing that I like is, you know, when an investor gets into Strongbrook, you know, they get a financial coach that can assess the situation that they're in today and discuss strategies to get that person to where they want to be as far as retirement goes. And I really like the aspect of the educational process that the investor gets to go through from day one all the way until they reach their goal. You know, a lot of people are afraid and they're like, oh, I don't know what to do, or this sounds great, but how do I do it? Well, Strongbrook takes that fear out of it with that financial coach that's basically going to hold your hand and guide you from day one till, you know, you get to wherever you want to be. If it's $5,000 a month, if it's $10,000 a month, whatever that magic number is, you've got a financial coach that's going to guide you and educate you through the process and get you where you need to be. And that, you know, it's that's
yeah, you hit that right on the head. That's exactly that's my favorite part about what Strongbrook does. And I've worked in the financial industry for a long time, and I think it's probably the most amazing process because of the proprietary software they use. They're able to actually sit down with somebody and just say, okay, let's look at everything you actually have. Let's look at, you know, the stocks, the bonds, let's look at the equity, let's look at the 401k, inheritance, property, whatever it is. They can put their numbers and say, okay, I'd like to retire for 10 years from now with a positive passive income of about, I'll say, $10,000 a month. And then what the software does is reverse engineers that and says, here's how we get to that goal. We have to buy X amount of properties. We have to execute on certain dates. And sometimes you're liquidating all your properties and rolling them up to, you know, doubling your portfolio. It depends on what, you know, the software is very, very intuitive about that process. And so it's probably the most amazing software program. It gives somebody a very defined and decisive plan. I've had financial planners say, man, if I had this software, I would charge somebody $1,000 to do any plans. And we do it in several minutes with people. So it's that important to sit down and say, I'm right here. Here's where I want to be. Here's the exact path. And we're using cash flowing equity based real estate to get there. We're not using some kind of a hypothetical, well, if this does that and that does this, and we might end up here, might there. It's like we're using a product that is severely discounted so it can handle the market fluctuation back and forth, up or down. It's still going to be pumping out that monthly cash flow as well as growing in equity over a period of time.
Can't beat that.
Questions for you, Nathan. Now, is this something that can build communities?
Absolutely. I mean, I'll give you an example of some ones that we had in Phoenix where we, you know, a lot of people were hit really hard. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of people on this call that, you know, that have maybe were in foreclosure or lost their homes. We've had situations where we've been able to go into a community where we, say, picked up a few homes from the bank and we're sitting there, and right next to the house right next door, a family is sitting there, you know, they're upside down, maybe $150,000 in their equity. They're making a payment of $2,800, trying to hang on to the last drop, you know, and save their credit and don't go into the foreclosure, but yet they're throwing away money monthly, every month, to destroy, you know, it's destroying their cash flow. And they're not going to get ahead on that equity position for a long time. But we can actually come into the house right next door to them. We can provide that house for $100,000, $80,000 to $100,000. Their loan may be $300,000. and we're actually helping them get into that property. We don't care about their credit so much. We don't know if they have a stable job and some things like that. We actually come in and put them in there as a lease purchase option and get them maybe to start positioning to buy that home 2 years from now down the road, so it's ready to go for them. And that kind of helps. That's going to help the community overall, because you're getting people back into ownership, back into feeling good about themselves, about where their family is going, with a positive position in their property, and they feel good about.
Awesome. Well, how does that work with insurance?
What do you mean by insurance?
Insurance.
Like home insurance?
Yeah.
You know,
home insurance.
I think she's talking about like IULs, a vehicle like that. You know
absolutely.
What I mean?
If
somebody has an IUL that has good cash value in it, they can actually take a loan out on that policy, and since it's a loan, it's tax-free dollars, and put that money to work in the Strongbrook.
I think those are very strong.
Yep, that's an excellent option. If somebody has that, that's one of the things when you're dealing with your financial coach, they're going to go through all your assets and cash and stocks, and we'll see that, like, oh, yeah, you have an IUL and it's got $100,000 of cash flow, and if it makes sense to take a loan out of that to put into Strongbrook and purchase some properties, then that financial coach will help guide that person and make that happen.
That's
and once
great.
Again, because it's a policy loan, it's tax-free money going into it, so it's just an awesome,
yep.
awesome thing.
It's a great way. I mean, it's leverage. Money, if you have access to cash somehow, you have to either be leveraging it and growing it, or it's going to go the opposite way. It's going to be stagnant. It's not going to do anything for you or benefit you in the long run. It has to be growing or leveraged. And a lot of times it has to be leveraged to grow. So you have to know what you're doing with it and plan. Of course, be very careful. We're not giving any financial advice, of course, about what to do. We're just saying it's an option you could use for – a lot of people don't realize, hey, I got that money sitting there for a rainy day. But at the same time, you could be using that to grow your policy or grow your portfolio over the period of time, just like a 401k sitting there.
Correct.
Okay, so I have a question now. Can companies benefit turning their people to this to build retirement?
Well, I would say so. I mean, if you have happy employees that are making great returns for their retirement, I think they'd be a lot more happy to come to work and be a part of it. And if you're the company that referred to them, they're going to appreciate that obviously more because, let me ask it this way. Let me ask it another way. How many people that may be on this call that their 401k they have with their company lost, 10-20% in the last 3 years? Now, does that make them happy to do that? They're not excited about that? No, and companies don't want to. That's all they want when they started the 401k. They were hoping it would help the employee generate long-term, residual, retirement package for them. So when it's going the opposite way, it works against the company as far as morale and everything. So if I was able to, quarterly, you're coming in and saying, well, I gained this much and I gained that much and I put this much back in there, and then I'm really getting ahead on my retirement plan. I think it goes to full circle. I mean, everybody's happy when their money's growing.
And I think
true.
What you're saying, Nathan, too, is definitely every company should show this option to their employees. I mean, the employees don't have to do it, but they definitely need to know about it so they can make an informative educated decision based on the information that they're receiving. Because right now most people don't know about this, so yes, they definitely need to know about it.
Absolutely.
There's been a great response from a number of local companies that we've been speaking with lately to show this opportunity to their employees, and we've been getting a really, really good response.
Well, I'll give you an example real quick. I know how much time we have left, but I was sitting there with a guy who works for an engineering company, and he makes great money. He has plenty of money to burn, but he's got a 401k that's got $400,000 in. He's going, in his mind, this is the way everybody thinks, is, well, I can't really touch that money without being penalized or feed to death, basically, until I get 59 and a half. I can't touch it. So what we wanted to do was to show him how we do a change of custodial. It means we actually change the custodial relationship, and we moved over to our financial institution, which is licensed and certified just like every other financial institution out there. But at this point, we control the direction of where some of that money goes. So he was able to take half of that and use it what we call a self-directed 401k, similar to a self-directed IRA, take $200,000 of that. Now, his $400,000 401k had underperformed by 12% over the last 2 years. So we took that $200,000, we were able to go out and buy 7 homes. We're in the process of purchasing 7 homes, of which he'll cash flow on individually close to anywhere from $300 to $500 per home. And on top of that, each one of those has an equity position of at least $20,000 to $60,000 on each one of those homes. So how much is his return for 1 year using that method? I can't even quote it on air, but I'm just going to say it's upward of 30% in 1 year. He made up what he lost and gained some.
Yeah, it's definitely kicking that 401k's butt. I mean, there's no doubt about that. It's just it's not magic, guys. It's just mathematics.
Yeah. That's right.
As Bill Clinton says, arithmetic.
Well, let me ask all three of you now, is the rental market stable? Some people that come in and rent, is it stable?
I think overall, I mean, I would say, considering where our economy is at this point, it's been fairly stable. And actually, you know, I'll ask you this, when the market crashes on housing and people start losing their homes, do you think that strengthens the rental market or makes it worse? It strengthens it because people are moving out. They're losing their homes. Then what do they have to do? They still have to live somewhere. So actually, rental markets typically go up, or the higher percentage rate goes up when people, there's foreclosure. So even in a bad market, we call a bad market where people are getting foreclosed on, the rental market is still very stable because people still need somewhere to live. Even in an up market, there's still people that just aren't ready to buy a home or don't want to buy a home. They still want to be in that place where they can rent and have. It seems to be a very stable market over the past, you know, 20 years.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody's got to have a place to live. And a lot of times you can get into the same type of home for a lot less money if you're renting.
Okay, now let me ask you this. For the person that's renting, what if they decide they want to purchase my property?
Well, that's a really cool part that I think is also about Strongbrook. Strongbrook is, you know, they're of course going to first offer the rental property. Say somebody's got, maybe they don't have good credit. Maybe they had some kind of issue that came up and they were able to, you know, their credit got dinged, got a car repoed or something like that, and they just can't qualify for that loan. Strongbrook works with people, too, that maybe have a little cash to put down. They help them structure with the investor, like a lease purchase option. And what that does is, typically it's not been the most friendly thing for investors in the long run, because there's a lot of guys out there that really abuse the process there, because you come in with about, you know, anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 cash down, a little different than a rental. You're coming in with a little cash payment, but the paperwork is structured so that they actually own that property. Landlord's not going to come out and fix a toilet. It's not going to come out and fix the fence. It's their property. They will be executed on in 2 year period of time. The cool part about what we do is we don't just allow the person to say, hey, we're just hoping that you know, maybe change your behaviors or change the things happen, something that happened to you. We're going to actually help you. We're not going to just leave it up to you that maybe 2 years from now you'll have everything fixed and things will be turned around. Strongbrook comes alongside on the lease purchase options and actually starts helping educate people on credit repair, how to pay the bills on time, money management processes and things like that to help them be ready to execute that loan 2 years from now that they put maybe $10,000 down with the investor. And so anytime they do that, they write a contract, it's like a sale that you're executing 2 years from now. And so that's what there's people who are coming in that still want to own homes. They didn't lose the desire because they lost their home. They still want a home for their family and for their future.
All right. Sounds good. So Strongbrook takes care of everything in the house, which is wonderful.
Absolutely. This makes it,
yes,
like I said, it's a turnkey system and makes it real easy for people.
Now, one thing that's also very fascinating about the Strongbrook approach doing business is the property management side of the house. Strongbrook itself does not own property management company. They actually manage the property managers that are within that local area. So let's say you have a property in a part of town. This is a pretty large company. You know, they're not going to know that neighborhood. They're not going to know how to market effectively or efficiently. So they manage those property managers, and they're asking all the questions that the average person is not going to think about. I mean, my background is commercial lending. I'm not going to know what to say to a property management company to make sure that they're taking care of my property, but Strongbrook does. And anybody that has ever owned property knows that if you don't have an effective and efficient property management company standing behind you, your property is going to be in a world of hurt, which means you're going to end up being in a world of hurt if something happens to that property.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very, very interesting about this company is that this is good for someone like, let's say, a soldier that's stationed overseas or someone that lives in Washington. You can't just afford to keep flying wherever your properties are. So knowing that you have that kind of back support with the property management company is huge.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's kind of like an insurance policy on the insurance policy. It's you know, you're, and that's what their goal. They realize that they have to that's when they've had such a great response with investors. They've gone 5 years now, and people that have initially bought with them, they've had zero foreclosures of new investment properties on the market. And they work with private over 50 private banks. The banks are wanting to work, and they're falling over themselves because they realize that it's not just about having good intentions. It's about having a system that works and works for investors at the smallest level to the largest level. And it's such an amazing process overall. I think I was mentioned before, is that they're a combination of a real estate company, a mortgage company, a property management company, and a financial institution. So everything they do is in-house, like D.L. was saying. It's not like they got to go, you got to go find some attorney to do this or that. They're all in-house. They all are working for the benefit of the client, whether it's a dock worker down the street or a police officer. It doesn't really matter. By working with Stronach, he's empowered a professional service team to work on his behalf to make sure his investment is growing, managed properly, and safe. One of Chris Krohn, the founder of the company, one of his famous saying is, if you want something done right, don't do it yourself. So hire somebody professional to do it. That's really what it's about, is offering a professional service team to people on the average level that would say, I just want to pay you UPS. Well, that's great. You can have a professional service team that would cost over $10,000 a month retainer for the wealthy people pay for all the time to go out and find the good deals, invest the good deals, manage those deals, rehab them, get them to market. The average person now has access to that for very little next to nothing in the process.
Wow, that's really interesting. Well, listen, we're at the half hour, so we're going to take a quick 2-minute break. Nathan, I hope you're going to stay on the line with us. Don't leave.
Sure. I'll
okay, we're going to take a quick 2-minute break, and we will return just shortly. That's Strongbrook, REIC, with Nathan, D.L. Baton, and Mr. Johnny Bowles. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
I don't know why the break is not going. Put it on. It's not going. I don't know why I'm not getting my... There it goes. Thank you.
Hey, Ms. Linus. If anyone's interested, you guys should actually check out, you can go to the Strongbrook site. There's actually one for Ms. Linus and her show. It's linus.strongbrookdirect.com/tour. That way you can also get yourself an overview, sign up for the meeting with Strongbrook Advisor and go over your game plan. It's a really powerful tool.
Yeah, DL, they can also go on there to check if they want just to do a due diligence site, which is just Strongbrook Direct. I'm sorry, it's just strongbrook.com/IRC, Investor Relations Center. Again, that's strongbrook.com/IRC. It's just a due diligence investigative site for people to get an overview as well as be able to check the company out and do some due diligence there.
Okay, and that phone number is area code 646-727-2914, area code 646-727-2914. And also I want to mention you can go to my website and also see the promo for the show today, and that's the essenceofsuccess.com. Okay, bringing it back to Mr. Nathan. Okay, Nathan, let me ask you this. How much money is invested into Strongbrook?
You mean you're talking about from an investor basis for acquiring properties? I don't have the exact number on that, and they may have it posted on the site, but I do know that there's a lot of – they do work with a lot of private money. I know there's at least over 50 private banks that just beg them to use their money because of their success rate. I would have to – I'd have to find that exact number from you, but I know it's quite significant because of their success and also the system. And people who have lots of money want to invest it. That's why they go to, you know, they put their money with banks that have a structured system, because when you have a structured system, systems allow ordinary people to do extraordinary things. And so what happens is they plug into that system and they know that their money can be represented well and invested correctly and done right with a system like that.
I want to ask you, too, now, Johnny kind of hinted on this earlier about classes. How do you attend classes with Strongbrook to learn more?
Well, there's a couple different ways. They have some educational systems on their website. They have educational programs you can actually invest in and actually work through, and they show you kind of everything that they do and how they do what they do. At the end of those classes, I would almost without doubt say everybody that's gone through them says, it sounds great, but I still would rather have Strongbrook do it for me since they have a track record of success. But they do have – there's local classes around that we will be doing and trainings in areas. We can, you know, of course, post those, and they'll be posted on the website, which is just strongbrook.com. But you can have somebody come out. If you see you had a group of people that wanted to learn a little more about what Strongbrook does, we can actually come out and do a presentation from a financial perspective of how we can help employees and companies actually take advantage of what Strongbrook is offering.
Okay, and I want you to reiterate, since we're on the half hour now, again, about how does this change the fear in people about real estate going with Strongbrook. Could you do it one more time?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say, I mean, I owned a foreclosure company for a while in 2000, from 2001 to about 2004, and I think the most amazing thing was is that I would see people on a daily basis that had gone to some great seminar and had been given like a how-to book, and they paid, you know, $20,000 for the how-to book. And they were like deer in a headlight standing at an auction. They didn't really know what they were doing. They couldn't take advantage of the good deals because they were scared to death to raise their hand. Or they, when they looked at the property, they weren't sure if it was really from a rehab perspective, if the numbers were really right. They weren't sure, you know, what to do once they bought the property. What do we do now? Do I hire a contractor? Hopefully I get the right contractor. Hopefully he does it right and on time and on budget. There are so many factors to actually buying real estate, especially at a foreclosure or some kind of at a discounted rate. And there's so many people that, you know, I've heard people say, if you want to, you know, a sure way to lose your money, go buy some investment property. And you just, there's so many ins and outs. You have to have somebody holding your hand through the process. Very few go into it and make money and come out. I know many people around that I've been associated with years that it's even taken them years, and they're contractors and stuff, and to get it done right, they've had to actually, you know, work through a few of the process. So there's a lot of issues there. And if you haven't experienced that fear, just trust me, it's there. Please don't go out and risk your money, because it's more of a process than you can even imagine. And so there's a lot into that goes into say when you're hiring a professional team to come in and take away that fear and that risk. And I've talked to somebody the other day, and they said, well, I can just buy properties right here from my local foreclosure company. And I was asking him, I said, what do you think an average property in foreclosure property in Seattle goes for? Let's say a low end. I was looking at it, and the lowest one I could find was for around $180,000 to $200,000. Okay, well, look at your ratio there. Just you're having to come out of your pocket, cash out of your pocket at the sale to buy. You can't find it at the sale. You've got to have cash at the sale. Mm-hmm. You have cash out of your property, plus you have to rehab. Let's say that's another $15,000 to $20,000 cash out of your pocket. Okay? Then you've got to hope that it gets done on time and it gets on the market. And at that point, you can sell that property, flip it into the market, and actually make a profit without having some kind of problem happen. So with our process, all that's been done. There's no risk at the sale. It's already been Stromberg's already vetted the property. There's no risk on the title. There's no risk of the sale being overturned, you losing your capital. There's none of that risk at all, and all the rehab's been done. So you're literally walking in for, you know, for $80,000 to $100,000, and you're buying a property that's not even that. It's done as it's done. It's been rented most of the time, and it's being managed by a proper company that actually did the rehab. And they bought the home, did the rehab. They know everything about the property. They're the ones that are going to manage it. So who better to actually manage the property than people who actually bought it for the sale, did the rehab, you know, ran the ads for the investors, the renters, and put them in the property.
This is true. Go ahead. Somebody was speaking.
Okay. I was going to say, one other thing I was going to say is, it's kind of like, you know, we look at people go, why would I buy in real estate? Why would I buy in Arizona? Why would I buy in Nevada? Why would I buy these places where there's, you know, these good deals? Well, as long as you look at real estate as like something you have to drive by every day to make it something that you want to do, that maybe not, this may not be for you. But really, we look at real estate as a tool. We all want to live over to live, but we all want to make money as well. It's the same reason you go to the hardware store. You went there to buy a drill. You go to buy a drill to drill a hole. So what we're doing is we're using this process of cash flowing real estate, buying in the best markets for the long-term hold, and then take that cash flow and then do what we want. It's the same concept as Robert Kiyosaki uses. Instead of you get a lump sum of cash, you don't go out and just buy the Cadillac you want. You go out and buy an investment property that then pays that Cadillac monthly payment. But at the end of the process, you have the investment property and the Cadillac. Right.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Well, let me ask, as far as the houses now, when they buy these properties, are any of these areas, the communities, are they HOA properties or?
I would have to look at exact layout of that. I don't know. I would have that perfect answer, but the company would be glad to share that information. But they have several different criteria that they do that they don't even touch anything that's not out of their criteria. So basically, here they are. It has to be the 2000 year 2000 or newer. It has to be a minimum 3-bedroom, 2-bath. It has to have less than $5,000 to $7,000 worth of rehab, as well as it has to be geographically located in an urban area that I would say it's close to Walmart's, Home Depot's, things of that nature within a short, there's a certain amount of circumference that they'll only buy in for the purpose of that they can always rent it or always lease, purchase it up, or always sell it.
All right.
So these are not depressed areas. If you know, you can go into any market and find, you know, somebody that's trying to fire sell a home because they can't rent it or because they can't get a good price for it. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about communities, established communities, single-family homes, that you can always rent, you can always sell, and they're very particular about that because if they get their investor into a bad situation, since they're guaranteeing these homes, they actually have to step up and help that situation. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd just like to make one little note is that next Friday and Saturday, the owner of Strongbrook, Mr. Chris Krohn, is going to be in Bellevue, Washington, at the Master Builders Building on 116th and Main. The conference begins around 7 p.m., and we're going to have another day of it Saturday for training from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And, of course, lunch is going to be provided, so come on out and get some good education.
Okay, and I'll also will post that on the radio show site as well, too, so people can go in there and look, and also on my website. So, wonderful. That's good news. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Yes, very good.
I mean, another thing that, you know, is also very, very interesting is that a lot of investors have been coming up with some pretty interesting strategies. Like lately, you've been dealing with a lot of apartment owners in the local area that they're taking out money to let's say purchase another apartment building, which you know is kind of interesting. But I was like, well, why don't you look at your rate of return for Seattle? An apartment building around here is going to probably get you a you know, 6%, 8% return on investment capitalization rate, as opposed to, 12 to 14, 16% even for a property, some of these properties down there. So a lot of these guys, what they've been doing, and I do this all day long, I'm a commercial lender out here in Kirkland, is doing a little bit of cash out and taking around, and those same cash and those same monies are turning around, taking it to Strongbrook to purchase properties in these markets, which has been a huge, huge boost for some of these guys' portfolios.
We're not hearing you, Johnny. We're not hearing you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
What I was saying is, through DL, we're able to help anybody around the country who, you know, they own an apartment complex or some commercial property, and if they want to, you know, like refinance and pull some cash out so they can get into this process. With DL, we're able to do that and get that done for those folks, so they don't have to wonder, well, geez, I own some apartment complex. How would I do that? They can actually just contact DL, and we can make that happen for them, and that's part of the whole process with Strongbrook. So,
yeah. And all you got to do is just say this, Miss Linus sent you, and well, I'll take good care of you.
There you go. And they are excellent. Also, for you women out there, they're here for Strongbrook, not for you to they've seen pictures of Johnny and DL, and they want to flirt, but you can't flirt. You got to talk about Strongbrook. That's the only way I'm going to put you through.
Yeah, that's why I don't have my picture on the site. That's why, yeah, it's because I don't have my picture on the site. No, just kidding.
DL is a model, so.
Yes, indeedy. We had such a strong 7,000 people last time you guys were on. This is interesting that DL was just speaking about commercial real estate, because I was just going to ask Nathan, what about people that live in condos? You know, condos, I know you're doing residential, but are you going to move to the commercial, like with DL going to condos?
Actually, we're not. We're not right now. Like I said, they're really streamlined about what they're investing in because of their success rate, and they look at the market as a whole, and they're going, you know, you can. There's all these other avenues. There's multifamily. There's all kinds of things. It's typically harder to move a condo in a market that's going into a recession. Condos sometimes are the first thing that people move out of, and typically, some people hang on to a home longer because of the value of the home long term. So right now, they're just sticking to what they've been very successful with. I mean, they have an average of anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000 homes around the United States that fall into their buying category every month, and so they're not running close to running out of those options. And so that is exhausted at that point. Then they might venture out into just commercial and multifamily condos.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I know you're doing great with the homes. That is just wonderful.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else? Want to ask questions? Because basically this is real estate 101 with a paycheck, y'all.
Absolutely. This is real estate 101 where you don't have to be the expert.
Yes. Can you tell us, Nathan, what companies are involved with Strongbrook?
Well, they work directly. They have a real estate company inside their portfolio. They have a real estate company, a mortgage company, a property management company, and a financial planning. Those are all called Strongbrook Direct, real estate Strongbrook Direct, lending Strongbrook Direct, property management Strongbrook Direct Financial Services. So they basically partnered up with and bought these all in house, so they're all in one location. I've actually been when I first started looking at the company. I went to Utah and actually spent 3 days looking at the company from top to bottom physically, and as well as from the client side and fulfillment and everything they had. And it was just absolutely amazing. And the passion that these guys have to actually see the average or the little guy succeed, doesn't matter where they're coming from, what level. And most of the guys that work there have all been very, very successful. Some of them to the tune of $300 or $400 million net worth. And they are very incentivized to just to bring the grassroots of America back, which is the stability. If real estate isn't working in the United States, nothing's working. There's no construction. There's no anything else that's working. And that's why they have a passion for their children's children to still have the free enterprise and have the grassroots stability that America's always enjoyed.
How about just the stability of actually having a retirement that you don't lose? I mean, you know, you can lose money in an IRA and a 401k and So it's just nice to be able to put something together where you can have a positive cash flow and you're not actually losing money in your retirement, because you only have so much time to build up a retirement anyway.
True that.
Most people, I mean, including myself, you know, you want to amass a bit of a nest egg for yourself, and you never know how long you're going to be here. You know, and you get to that point, and you have this little lump sum of money, and you're a lot of people have just outlived their cash. And knowing that you have cash flow coming in is a hell of a lot better feeling than saying, okay, how much longer will I have before I run out?
I've always asked people when I sit down, I said, would you rather retire with more or less? Simple question. We always want to retire with more, yes or yes. I mean, it's very simple. We all do. And the reason why a lot of people don't, and people are in this situation now, is they didn't have somebody to say, hey, take my hand. I know it's scary. I know it's crazy that you're gambling with your future, but I've walked this path. I know exactly what to do. Here's a systematic approach to doing it. Walk with me. I'll walk right beside you. We'll make it happen. And we're going to take your $300,000 retirement plan and turn it into a $1.5 million, or, a $400,000 or $500,000 retirement plan into a couple million. How does that work for you? Is that better than what you were thinking before? Of course it is. And so when you plug into the system with somebody that's actually holding your hand through the process, specialists, professionals in the field, and you don't have to spend the millions to get there like some of the wealthy people have to do. They have to spend so much money to get somebody to manage their money. This is like, people don't understand how amazing this is for, I would say, the average, and I don't mean that to slight anybody. I'm just saying for the average person to get the ability to plug into a professional team without a monthly retainer, without all the stuff that you would normally have to do that. And it's absolutely an ace in your back pocket that will pay off extremely well in days to come.
And what's also very cool with that is that once you have these properties, these are the things that is what we can call and consider generational wealth. This is what you can leave to your kids, leave to your friends. And you get to teach your kids how to do this. And for a lot of communities and a lot of families, that's the kind of knowledge that we just are not teaching our kids. Our kids don't understand a dollar. They don't. giving your kids the opportunity to learn this with you is a bonding experience that you can have with your family. Teaching your kids how to buy real estate, how to look at money, is huge in this country right now. It's one of the biggest reasons why we got into the financial predicament that we did to begin with. People lost sight of how to earn and generate income for their families. And I think that this is a spectacular system to where you can actually get this involved with the wife, the husband, the aunts, the uncles. And once you create that together, you can actually build this as a family. I think that's huge. And I think that it's a
very
really good company. And it's that they're opening up that door to actually create something that you can actually create with your own.
I know. How cool is that? Education and family bonding time. Wow. What a concept in this country. Family bonding time and education.
You think about it, the really wealthy people, you can name names, Rockefellers, Rothschilds, they pass their generation. This is why, when you look at the Asian countries, it was like, well, how'd they get so much money? Well, they pass their money from generation to generation, and every generation that touches that money does something productive and invest and smart with it, with the wisdom of other people guiding them from their elders. They don't just go out and say, I'm going to go try this venture. They go, does it look like it'll work? And so they take their capital and they invest it smart and they pass it and make sure and leave something for the next generation to then take the steps on that and then take it bigger and bigger. And so they're down the road five or six generations. They have a wealth and net worth that they can be a sustainable, dedicated to the community, dedicated to family. And it becomes a long-term plan, not just, hey, how do I make it through my year 75 and hopefully I don't live too long because I don't have the money to make it, It's a totally different type of mentality. And I could get on my soapbox here, but, the point is you look at all the historical things that have been built in the history. Some of them took 150 years. The guy that designed it never even saw the fulfillment of it. His children's children's children were the ones that actually, did the final ribbon cutting on those doors. Or how that happened, because they had a plan from the very beginning, and they worked for that plan. That's what we're creating. We're creating actually a wealth mentality that doesn't just go to your generation, your children. It's going to pass from generation to generation because it has wealth, it has assets, it has growing assets that are in it that's going to start changing the way you think about life and think about business and think about investment.
And you can't tell me that when your kids are of college age and you have actual cash flow coming in, that sending your kids off to college will not, you'll have a much, much easier time feeling better about your kid going to school, knowing that you're able to put a little bit of money in their pocket and pay that tuition. It's stupendous. I mean, what if you hypothetically taught your daughter or your son how to do this? Your kids will have a whole heck of a lot more time to study and focus than to stress about tuition.
This is so true.
Absolutely.
Well, I've got a question now, and I want you to be honest. Has there been a lot of interest among African Americans or the Latino community?
I think it's really been, I would say, not even an ethnic thing at all. I find people are looking for opportunity. You know, I find that there's a lot of we have an officer, an African American police officer. He loved it. It's one of the things that's good for any community, anybody that's from any background whatsoever. And I think it's one of those few things I think that you can say is that it's an equal opportunity for everybody. I know the company is very equal opportunity, and their goal is America is not just made up of one ethnicity. I mean, we are a melting pot of the world. And if we don't get a grasp of that and wrapped around our head before too long, we're going to have problems. We have to learn that we all bleed red, you know what I'm saying? And we're all here to help each other, and we have to help each other, and we're mandated to help each other to get through and help invest and prepare for our children and lead to the next generation.
Yeah. And then, you know, I mean, getting into the Latino and African-American community, I mean, we've had so many, folks that have been susceptible to scams in the past. I think a lot of people in the communities have a hard time opening up to new opportunities and, you know, getting back out there into the community, just saying, hey, come on, just look at the website, come out to a meeting. It's very scary to a lot of people.
Well, what they should be scared about is their 401k and their IRAs that are losing money. That's what they should be scared of, is that, wake up, people. You know, this is an excellent opportunity. At least take a look at it.
Yeah.
That's that definition of insanity.
One foot in front of the other.
What's that?
I said, and then put one foot in front of the other.
Absolutely. I was going to say, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So if you're 401k and have been gaining money for the last 5 years, I'm not saying you can, you know, just totally lose hope in that system, but I'm just saying try something different. Look at something different. You know, assets, real estate, ground. I mean, this is something with your name on it that's growing, equity position as well as cash flow. This is an amazing opportunity for the average person to walk in and say, how do I grow my net worth? If I'm a mailman, how do I ever get to $1 million? What's the plan? There's different people they can't even see those things in their mind. This company will allow you to see where you're at and show you how to get where you're going to go.
Okay, let me ask you this, Nathan, before I let you go. What about people that are on fixed income? Say they're retired or elderly but they're on a fixed income and they would love to get in on this.
Well, there's a couple different ways. I think it's where the professionals come in play here, is they're going to sit down with each one of those clients, no matter where they're at, and they're going to look at what they have. I found a lot of people that maybe are retired are sitting on a home that they own free and clear. And but yet they're having to be a busser or work at Walmart to actually make money to go through life. They only have $300,000. They don't have a payment on that. But they still have to make money to do other things in life. So what we would show them how to do is to come in and maybe take a portion of that, go in and buy investment capital, which covers the rent and covers the loan amount that they borrowed. Plus, it starts building additional cash that they can live off of. And so there's a lot. It really depends on everybody's personal experience and personal details of what they have, but the company is phenomenal. If you don't have great credit, they got somebody to work with you on the money side. If you got lots of money, you got a good amount of cash, but you have no credit, they've got somebody to work with you on that side. So it's really a multifaceted type approach. They're not coming in with any kind of preconceived ideas. They're going to look at what you have and see how they can partner up their benefits to actually move in and try to support what you want to do, which is the 10-year plan, 5-year plan, whatever that is. They're going to try to move in and give that plan wings for you so you can retire with the money you want.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, we're coming down to the last 2 minutes of the show. This has been a tremendous hour. I have enjoyed all of you, and I'm sure our listening audience definitely has. I put the promo out to all the real estate, most real estate companies I could think of throughout Washington to make sure that they would be listening in. So since it's the last 2 minutes, I'd like to give Nathan last few minutes and also Mr. Baton and Mr. Bowles. Go ahead, please.
Hey, I'll start. This is Mr. Bowles. I just want to say to all the listeners out there, take the time to take a look at this. Maybe it's not for you, maybe it is, but you're not going to know if you're sitting on the sidelines. You know, get out there and take a couple swings, take a look at this and see if this is the right fit for you.
And absolutely. I think Johnny's hit right there. I mean, most people that may have, say you've gone through some financial trouble in the past and you may be going, Ma, you know, that's just, I'm in this lower class now. Don't think about it that way. Everybody's gone through some rough times in this country in the last couple of years. You have every right to own real estate, own profiting, cash flowing real estate. That's how some of the most wealthiest people in this nation have become wealthy through real estate. You owe it to yourself to take a look at this and see if this is an option for you and your family. You're worth every second it would take to go look at this, and it could change your life in a few years if everything would work out, and this would be something that fits for you. So give yourself that option. Go ahead, Gil.
Yeah, and for the folks out there that have commercial real estate, you can easily find me at the Northwest Commercial Lending. If you have any questions and you want to move forward with Strong Brook, just feel free to give me a call.
All
right. 206-499-6664.
Repeat the number again, please.
206-499-6664.
And Mr. Bowles, how can they reach you if they have more questions?
It's going to cost you. No, I'm just kidding. I can be reached at 206-817-2571, and I'm happy to answer anybody's questions on any of the topics that we talked about today.
All right. And Nathan, if they have questions for you too?
I'm working directly with DL and Johnny, so just have them contact them and they'll arrange a conference call with us. We can do a sit down and do a private game plan, or we can do a conference call, but I'll work directly with them.
Yeah, and for people that wanted to have groups of 25 or more and would like the guys from Strongbrook to come down, just get in contact with Ms. Linus at linus.strongbrookdirect.com/tour.
All right. And for more information, you can always go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com or blogtalkradio.com/Linus. Again, I would like to thank all my guests today. And next Sunday will be the sports show with Coach Jordan. Of course, it's NFL season, so we'll be talking about NFL, a little bit of golf, and that's next Sunday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. This is In the Studio with Linus, Bernice, and Chabonet. Thank you for being with us today. We had a good show. Hope to see you next week. And remember, tell somebody that you love them and be sure and say thank you. See ya. Thank you.